The Rich Man's House, written by Andrew McGann and read by Casey Withers. Death is the great invigorator. It awakens and stirs those left behind, the deceased's family, their colleagues, their dependents, whomever is bound to them in any way, like a slap across the face of a sleeper. Everything that has seemed fixed up to that point, loves, grievances, financial affairs, breaks loose the instant that the individual in question dies, and a thousand eventualities that were impossible before, whether to be dreaded or desired, suddenly come into play. So it was for Rita Gorse upon the death of her father, even though they had barely spoken in years. Aged 45, she had, in the previous decade, fought the storm of her life to the point where she had wrested out a small haven of calm for herself, a port amid the whirl, and was finally catching her breath a little. But the news of her father's passing, little though it meant to her at first, would break her lashings and hurl her bodily out to sea again, literally. She learned of that death only a few hours before it appeared in headlines around the world, the dateline April 17, 2016. Not front page headlines, but headlines all the same. Acclaimed architect dies in home of Walter Richman. Or words to that effect, always mentioning the name of the famous client, of course, followed by the minimal details. Influential architect Richard Gorse has been found dead at age 78 in the newly completed home of billionaire Walter Richman. Gorse designed the controversial multi-hundred-million-dollar residence on Theodolite Island in the Southern Ocean and had been overseeing the final stages of construction. He was known to be suffering ill health, and Tasmanian police who attended the scene report no suspicious circumstances. Gorse leaves behind his second wife Amanda and their three adult children, George, Jerome and Erica, and Rita, daughter from his first marriage to Candace, predeceased. Richard Jerome Gorse was born in 1938 in Rose Hill, Sydney, to Belgian migrant parents and studied architecture at the University of Melbourne. Most famous for his buried style of design, he first rose to fame in the 1960s with... and so on. It was Amanda, second wife, estranged but not divorced, who had called Rita with the news. "The old bastard has croaked it, love," were her first words over the phone, pronounced in what sounded like an exhalation of nicotine. Amanda was Sydney high society, but her speech patterns were pure fish and chips. "His heart again, they're telling me. As if he had one, right, love? You and me know, God help us." She was crying through the cigarette drags, and laughing too, in a fond, bewildered way.